But first, the scary version of our drone future.
Every night on Drones, we take you live from the front lines. Where high-tech heroes use cutting-edge technology and blow the hell out of the bad guys.
That's a scene from Alex Rivera's film Sleep Dealer, a sci-fi thriller set in Mexico in a very dystopian future. In it, the border has been sealed tight and is policed by military drones. Migrant workers cross over virtually by plugging their bodies into a digital network of robots. Sleep Dealer came out in 2008. It was a cult hit that for a long time was hard to find, and it's just now available online. Steve Paulson caught up with Alex Rivera to talk about the symbolism of drones.
Alex, why are you so fascinated by drones, both as new technology and metaphor?
To me, you know, I consider drones in a sense the kind of metaphor or the meme of our time. I think of drones as a reflection of many other aspects of the world we're living in right now, of our contemporary reality. My interest in drones started in a kind of strange way through my interest in immigration. For many years, I've been involved in telling stories and making films about immigrant life in America. And the image of the undocumented person as a person who's here physically but not here necessarily legally, right, that this kind of sense of being and unbeing, to me, started me thinking about cyberspace, about digitality, about telepresence, about this idea of being somewhere where you're also not.
So this fascination with drones has to do with things happening across both space and time. And of course, the idea of the drone is that it's this remote controlled machine usually that's being operated somewhere else, and then it goes off and does its business, and sometimes in some very faraway places.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think in its core, you know, I've been interested in the drone because it's in a sense the most intense or this kind of crystallization of these transnational dynamics that surround us in many, many ways, whether it's call centers in India, whether it's our system of factories that our economies created that wrap around the globe, whether it's systems of migration of people who come from around the globe here to take care of our kids or to change bedsheets in a hotel. I mean, there's this kind of matrix that destroys borders all around the world, all these kinds of exchanges that we're involved in every day. But to me, the drone is the most intense and kind of visceral of those exchanges. And that's why, for me, it is the metaphor or the kind of meme of our time.
And it would seem that drone technology is just starting to be developed. I mean, we tend to hear about the military uses, but apparently in the commercial sector, drones are just starting to emerge as something very big.
The drone now is an integrated part of America's border security apparatus to hunt for border crossers, whether they be smugglers or families, whatever it is. But the drone is now part of America's border architecture. 10 years ago, the drone was in Yemen, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, etc. Now it's in Laredo, El Paso, Nogales. The drone is coming home.
Now, and what you've said is it's as a surveillance tool, obviously, it's incredibly powerful. Are there other areas where drones are starting to infiltrate daily life?
Sure. Well, beyond surveillance, the drone is starting to be discussed as a way of creating other types of efficiencies in the economy. Like I heard recently, they're talking about cargo plane drones being used for FedEx or, you know, drones that mimic the flight of hummingbirds or down to bumblebees. There's a lot of research right now into creating drone bumblebees to replace organic bees because the bees are disappearing, hives are collapsing, and our food supply depends on them. And so there's a big investment right now in creating mechanical bees that could move the pollen around, that could do the work of organic bees in case the organic ones take off.
Wow. I mean, this is sort of scary, I guess, to me. Maybe I'm just a Luddite or something, but the idea of machines replacing bees, replacing this, you know, living organic creature.
And I think that's happening across the spectrum. Like, it's fascinating to think about drones replacing bumblebees. It's fascinating in a different way to think about drones replacing our family or our friends and their jobs, you know. And I think this kind of concept of these machines replacing or taking the place of humans in all of these different types of activity is a troubling and sort of fascinating notion. Like, where do we go once you have a car that drives itself. Where do all the car drivers go? Where do the truck drivers go? What do they do?
Well, you are an artist. I mean, you are a filmmaker. So as an artist, what do you do with this? I mean, how do you think about, how do you make art out of this whole new technology of drones?
Well, it's, I think in terms of making art about this, it's beguiling. It's hard to figure out where to get your hook in and where to intervene, you know? For me, I've done a few projects. In 2005, I was invited to do a piece of border art and this border arts festival. And so what we did is we wanted to make a drone that instead of surveilling the border, instead of casting fear down below it, a drone that would cast joy, or a drone that would be playful,
a happy drone,
a drone that instead of enforcing the border would delete the border. And so we built a drone that we called the Low Drone. We kind of deployed these urban Latino aesthetics of the low rider. So we built the drone that was spectacular, gold flake paint, custom chrome, and launched it from Mexico over the border to the U.S. And it kind of hopped back and forth, spun it around in the air. The Border Patrol came over to look at it. They had their masks on, but underneath their mask, I could see they were jealous because their paint jobs are very drab, and our paint job was awesome.
That is hilarious. Now, you've also made a film, Sleep Dealer, which deals, again, with border issues. Tell us, what's the basic plot of your film?
So in 1997, I was watching two things happen. One was the development of the internet and a whole bunch of new metaphors. And one of the metaphors that caught my attention was telecommuting. And then the other thing I was watching was the development of the border. Strangely, at the same time that the internet was being established, built up, and creating a global village, and it was a strange moment to me because I was looking at the internet erasing borders, but then borders being erected on the ground. And listening to internet culture, there was this dialogue about telecommuting, how we'll all eventually work from home. Coming from an immigrant family, I started to think, well, what if we worked from home? And home, in my family's case, being Peru, coming to the U.S. to work, maybe we would telecommute in some near future and somehow control from Latin America, control machines that did the labor in the U.S. cross that border that way and send pure labor without the body.
So in your film, you have these people who go into this work center in Tijuana, this border city, and they basically go into a computer center and they control remote-controlled robots somewhere in the United States.
Yep. The main character in Sleep Dealer is a young man named Memo Cruz from southern Mexico, who today would be a border crosser who would come here to work. In this future, the border is sealed, so he can't come to the U.S. But there's another innovation in this future, which is instead of physically coming to the U.S., he ends up in a factory in Mexico where he connects his body to a kind of high-speed internet and controls a machine that does his labor in America. So he, in a sense, telecommutes across the border. His body stays in Mexico, but he realizes his labor in the U.S. And in this strange, brave new border world, he's not alone. There are other characters. And the antagonist is a drone pilot, someone who's in the U.S. physically, and he controls drones that are going all around the world. So he's a kind of mirror image of the main character. The main character is in Mexico working remotely in the U.S. The drone pilot is in the U.S. working kind of remotely around the world through these killer machines. And so it's a science fiction film that tries to reflect on all of these different ways in which we're connected and alienated.
And there's a very sinister element to this story as well, that if people are starting to appear, at least, to make trouble in Mexico, you know, that who object to this system, drones as weapons will be sent to destroy them.
and broadcast on reality TV to high ratings, which, again, this is barely science fiction.
So we've been talking about all of this drones as this new technology being used by the military, being sort of creeping into the commercial sector. It all sounds pretty scary, I have to say. I mean, yes, there are efficiencies here, but is there anything good about drones?
What's good about drones to me is what it helps us see what's happening. You know, it's the first military technology since maybe the nuclear bomb that becomes kind of like something that the whole culture is wrapped around or reflecting on or thinking about, right? The nuclear era, which I grew up in, was something that was very productive for artists, for social movements, for critics, because we could see it and think about it and say, "This is this what we want?" You know, it was like this crystallization of the Cold War is the nuclear bomb. That's the thing that lets us reflect on the historical moment. And I think right now the drone is that. And so I'm kind of grateful to it for being this kind of, you know, grotesque little creature that we can at least discuss and reflect on, you know, and that's helpful.
Alex Rivera is the co-writer and director of the film Sleep Dealer. You can see the trailer on our website at ttbook.org.